Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week we take a look at one of the highlights of the yearly arts calendar in Texoma, the upcoming Arts for All Festival in Lawton. Our guest is Bobby Machette, the Executive Director of Arts for All Incorporated. Bobby, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
For our listeners who may be new to the area, may be unfamiliar, what is Arts for All and what are the things that you support through the festival?
Arts for All Incorporated is a United Arts funding organization that goes year-round. The Arts for All Festival is a committee, one of our committees on Arts for All Incorporated. And interestingly, this little committee, the festival committee, is actually older than Arts for All Incorporated. That's because the city of Lawton was originally the sponsor of the Arts for All Festival. They sponsored it to support the Philharmonic and the Playhouse and different arts organizations. They started it in 1974. In 1977, Arts for All was formed, and we were incorporated, and we took over the Arts for All Festival. The purpose of the festival is twofold. One, it's a huge gift for this community because it is a free festival, but it also supports the six member groups that we fund. Those are Lawton Philharmonic, Lawton Community Theater, Southwest Oklahoma Opera Guild, Wichita Wildlife Photographic Society, the Lawton Fort Sill Art Council, and Lawton Pro Musica. And we also have Blue Moon, and Blue Moon is an affiliate member right now. But the festival is to allow the community to come together and have something wonderful and support the arts, and it also gives money back to this community. Every penny that goes to that festival stays in this community.
And the festival is the major event, but you have some other events throughout the year to help with that fundraising. But again, all of it goes back to support arts in Lawton and in Southwest Oklahoma.
That is correct. Exactly.
All right. That's the logistics side. Let's get to the fun part. Tell us about this year's festival.
It's going to be bigger and better than ever. Maybe not bigger. We're actually not committed to having a bigger and bigger and bigger festival. We want a more excellent festival each year. And sometimes that means not getting bigger, but getting better. And we have 25 food vendors. In the food court, we'll have about six brand new food vendors. We have about 85 artists. It is a fine arts juried show, and so each artist who comes has to make their own product. They have to be juried in by a qualified panel of jurists. So the artwork is fine art. There'll be jewelry, of course, painting, photography, metalwork, woodwork.
Who are some of the artists that are coming in this year? Are we going to see some familiar faces that we've seen at Arts for All's past, or is it mostly new artists? Who's going to be here this year to have their wares sampled and viewed by the public?
It'll primarily be, I think, returning artists, although some of them weren't necessarily here last year. But there are some new ones, too. One of the new ones is already a familiar name across the country, and his name's Robert Peterson. He lives right here in Lawton, but his art has become known nationally, and he will have a booth there this year. Our logo artist, the artist who created our T-shirt, which is a happy, smiling bear, is Becky Manschreck, and she's been here a number of years, but she has changed her art, her method of painting, and I like it when an artist changes and grows, and so I think you'll want to check out her booth and see her new direction this year.
That's definitely something I know is a challenge for artists as well, to take on that kind of major style change in what they do.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It takes courage to step out and for an artist to present their art to the public. It's like putting your child out there and having them rejected or accepted. You know, it's a product of your soul, your spirit, and you want it to be accepted, of course.
One of the highlights of the festival every year is the wine garden and the wine garden stage, as well as the two large stages on either end of the festival for performing arts groups from around Texoma. What are some of the groups we're going to see on the stages this year?
We'll have, of course, some of the schools, and we'll have some of the dance studios. We'll have, in the wine garden, there are a number of jazz and blues groups. I know Amanda Kidd will be there, Rick Johnson, who's fabulous musician from Oklahoma City. And in the wine garden, we have four Oklahoma wineries this year. There's also a new vendor in the wine garden. It's a beef jerky. He has different flavors and different styles of beef jerky, so that'll be something in the wine garden to eat jerky with your glass of wine.
What's something new that we can expect this year at the festival that we haven't seen before?
We do have the Emerging Artist Tent, and that's really an interesting tent because it's for new artists who have not really started doing arts festivals yet, but they're accomplished artists, young usually. Well, not all of them. Some are older people who've retired and have taken up art and suddenly discover they're pretty good. And so the Emerging Artist Tent will be, it'll be located right in the middle of the site. And check that out because there'll be a lot of local faces that you may know, and you'll be surprised at the quality of artwork they have.
You've been doing this for a while, and you get to see all these different artists come in through the years, some people more than once, some people just once or twice. How does it make you feel to get to see all this year after year and get to work with these artists and to bring this kind of event to Southwest Oklahoma?
Well, I think I must have the best job in the whole wide world to meet all of the artists, to meet the people who are across the community and our business community, individuals who come and love the arts. I love it. It really gives me life, and I like seeing the life it gives back to the community. I like seeing what art and culture does to a community because I believe it really civilizes us. It helps us learn how to treat each other in music and literature. Those stories we read our children, those are the things that we put in our heart and we grow up and are better people because of it.
And this is one of the events that I've noticed in my time here that really does bring the community together. You see a really vivid cross-section of the Southwest Oklahoma community attend this event every year.
That is true. And in fact, we have people who come up each year from Wichita Falls. They've called me many times, and they come every year. They want to be sure they don't miss it. And from all the surrounding community, Elgin, Cache, all of the small communities come. So I'm pleased when I see families coming and enjoying it, and I know that we've offered something that gives the community a sense of belonging to each other.
Bobby, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
Well, I do want to issue a cordial invitation to everybody to come. Starts on Friday, May 12. In fact, the food vendors will be open for lunch that day. Artist sales begin at 4, so May 12, 13, and 14. I'll see you at the festival.
All right. Bobby Machette, the Executive Director of Arts for All Incorporated. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
The 2017 Arts for All Festival will be held May 12th through the 14th in Shepler Park in Lawton. Admission is free and open to the public. For more information about the festival, visit the organization's Facebook page at facebook.com/LawtonArtsForAll or the organization website, lawtonafa.org. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.